Phoenix Audio presents
Obsessive Love, When Passion Holds You Prisoner by Dr. Susan Forward and Craig Buck. As Gloria swung open the door to her office, she was overwhelmed by the smell of flowers. Covering her desk was an arrangement of 6 dozen red roses. She checked the calendar. It meant nothing. Then it dawned on her. They were from Jim. Fear and anger hit her. Why wouldn't he leave her alone? She began to cry. In his office several miles away, Jim waited by the phone. He was sure it would only be a matter of time before Gloria called. The flowers marked the anniversary of the night they'd met. He was certain the roses would awaken in her the same romantic memories they did in him. He knew she didn't really want to break up with him. How could she? The love and passion he offered was a once-in-a-lifetime gift, and he knew that sooner or later she'd allow herself to accept how perfect it was. On the other hand, he was terrified that she might not call. For the past 2 months, she'd been returning his gifts and letters unopened. He had taken to driving by her house almost every night, but on those few occasions when he'd been unable to resist knocking, she had become angry. The opposing forces of hope and fear were tearing him apart. Gloria knew Jim needed her, and she felt guilty at not being able to reciprocate. They had once shared so many hopes for a future together, but little by little, Jim's love had become so fraught with jealousy that she felt suffocated. What had started as passion began to feel more like prison. Finally, she told him she didn't want to see him anymore. In the ensuing months, he had refused to give up. She felt driven by his campaign to become increasingly assertive. She was convinced that the kindest thing she could do was to get him to give up on her. About 8 o'clock that night, Jim decided...